Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. And our first guests are here to talk about the 2019 traditional games that are happening this weekend at Thunder Mountain High School. Joining me in the studio now are Shannon Hawkins, Sarah Steves, and Josh Shakely. Thanks to all of you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Getting excited about what's going to be coming up this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
We sure are.
Well, Shannon, I'll talk to you first. You're the head official for the 2019 traditional games. So just give folks an idea of what happens at the games if for those who haven't either seen them or aren't familiar with this type of sporting event.
Yeah. So we have Native Youth Olympics going on this weekend. It's Juno's traditional games, and it's a two-day event. We have five or six events going in on Saturday, and those are scissor broad jump, kneel jump, wrist carry, one-foot high kick, Dene, stick pull. And then on Sunday, we have Inuit stick pull, two-foot high kick, one-hand reach, Alaskan high kick, and seal hop.
So, okay, cool. We'll talk about some of those events. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned Native Youth Olympics. So is that every year? Is that held every year, Native Youth Olympics?
Yes.
And that's the one that's like sometimes it's in Whitehorse or sometimes, you know, that's sort of around different areas, right?
Native Youth Olympics usually is in Anchorage every year. And then Arctic Winter Games is the one that's bi-yearly across Canada, Russia, Greenland, Alaska.
And those are similar events, or are there events that sort of are differing in those arenas between Native Youth Olympics and Arctic Winter Games?
Native Youth Olympics and Arctic Winter Games and traditional games are all very similar together.
Okay, they're all kind of – okay, so the same events that happen at them. Okay.
Like added things to it.
So let's talk – Josh Shakely, you're at Yakuts. You're an athlete that's going to be participating. So what are the events or event that you're going to be doing?
Well, I'm going to be doing eight events at the games.
An octathon or something.
Well, I'm doing 8 out of 10 events, and the ones I'm like really focusing on is 1 foot and seal hop, and those are what I've been mainly training in.
So let's talk about what those are. So seal hop, what is the seal hop?
Okay, seal hop is a game where you get down on the floor and like you get in like push up position. And you, like, curl your knuckles in and you start, like, the lower push-up position and you start hopping as far as you can.
On toes and hands only?
Toes and
okay.
Hands.
And you have to kind of propel yourself forward.
Yeah.
And is it a race against time or is it a distance?
It's just distance. See how far you could go. It's
okay.
It's like a strength.
Strength endurance game.
Strength endurance game. Yeah, right. Okay. What's a typical distance and like what are you shooting for? What's your personal best or
typical distance is like I think like in the hundreds.
Hundreds of feet. Yeah, okay.
I'm shooting to get past 90.
Okay.
Right now I'm like in the 70 feet range.
70 feet? You can go 70 feet just on your it's impressive to me. I don't know if that's – So – and then is there a world record out there that everyone has in their head that they know about or
– I think
– I can't recall the record.
Something in the –
It's like somewhere in like the 800s.
Yeah, really?
Isn't it?
So they do laps.
Yeah.
They literally go back and forth.
The record holder has laps.
Well, that's amazing. Wow.
Around and around in the gym.
And then Sarah Steves, you're here. You're at Thunder Mountain High School, but you also coach for Floyd Dryden and over at DZ as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. So what events do you concentrate on?
Personally, this weekend I'll be focusing on the one-foot high kick, Alaskan high kick, as well as the kneel jump.
So let's talk about the one-foot high kick. I think most people, if they've seen footage of the Arctic Winter Games, that's often the one you see, right? It's really spectacular, and it seems almost impossible to be able to see. So it's actually a ball that you're – is it actually a ball that you're kicking? Okay, So tell me what gets you fascinated and interested in that event.
I think I started getting really interested in it kind of when I saw how high I was able to kick. And once I started getting above my own height, I was like, okay, this is pretty cool.
So you can kick above your own height.
Yeah, I'm around 5'6".
So. Now, when you do a one leg, you're jumping, you're kicking with the same leg you're jumping with? Is that right?
Or you leave off of 2 feet, kick with 1 foot, and land on the same foot you kicked on.
Oh, okay. So it's all about landing.
Yeah.
So if you land on 2 feet, you're disqualified for that kick? Is that how that works?
Yeah. So you get 3 tries at each height, and if you land on 2 feet or if you, you know, mess up, then it's a scratch.
Right. You also said there's an Alaska high kick as well?
Alaskan high kick, yeah. That's one. You're sitting on the ground. It was more used for – it's more of a stationary game. So you'd sit on the ground, have one hand behind your leg – or behind your body, and have the other arm cross over and grab the foot and then be in, like, a weird sitting position.
And then kick?
Yeah, and then you'd kick. So you kick with the foot that you're not grabbing. And when you land, you have to – land on the foot that you kicked with, and your hand can be the only one touching the ground.
Well, I would pull something, definitely. That was not an event for me. Well, what is it that got you fascinated in competing in these events?
Okay. I was at this camp during summer that a friend and I were going to, and we like games. Like, I've done this in, like, elementary school before, mm-hmm. and I haven't seen the games since, like, the last camp that I just went to. And then it started going at the schools. This was the first year NYL, like, showed up at the schools. And I was like, wow, I'm interested. I want to do this. And then I found out my friend was at the other school because we're both at different schools. And, like, he joined. And then we were just, like, competing against each other to see who could do the best.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
And then they, like, joined teams. And we went up to state. And, like, we just kept going. And yeah, it was, like, really fun.
So was that a couple years ago when you
– that was, like, I think 2 years ago.
2 years ago when you started kind of getting serious about it again and really competing. Yeah, that's cool. Well, what is it – it's a new program in Juneau, right? So what is it that got it kind of going?
So it's kind of like a revived program or games here. It had been – they had a competition in close to 20 years since the last games. NYO was primarily focused for the elementary level here. And so Kyle Worrell moved to Juneau, and he wanted to make sure NYO started to thrive. And he's done a great job at making that successful here in Juneau and all the other surrounding communities in the Southeast area, which is pretty neat.
And the derivation of these games, do they come from just always games that have been played, or they come from sort of trying to reenact either hunting techniques or things like that, or is it a combination?
It was hunting techniques, and then those reenactments of the hunting techniques, like the high kick games, the 1 foot and 2 foot, there were signals. They're hunting signals saying either a successful hunt or an unsuccessful hunt. So when they did this, when they're hunting, they didn't have a ball, but later on, they're just kicking the air. They didn't have a ball. So when they're doing the games, they added a ball so you have something to aim with. And then there's always been games that were for fun. Like, we're not going to do this at the traditional games this weekend, but there's, like, this lapping one with the feather. And so once it, like, hits the ground, you have to have a straight face or something. So it's... it depends on what event you're at, but there's always games that were traditional from hunting techniques and such, and it's always fun as a culture.
Just social ones or things that just happen because there people were celebrating or that kind of thing, yeah.
A lot of these games were done in the off seasons to keep your body healthy for,
Training, right, yeah. That makes a lot of sense, yeah. Because, yeah, you'd think the first hunt of whatever it is, say it's a seal hunt, boy, if you're not in shape.
You can't do that seal hunt. You're not going to get very far on that seal.
That's right. Well, that's fascinating. I'm interested, Sarah, you're also a coach. Yeah. Is teaching the story behind the event something that you try to pass on when you're teaching these events? Is that something that's important?
Yeah, I try to make sure that they understand the cultural significance along with the games and how they should kind of behave, I guess, when they're competing, because it's more of not really competitive against other athletes. You're trying to do the best yourself. So when we're doing these games, we're trying to keep that in mind as well as understanding where this came from. So, like, if they're doing the scissor broad jump, it's like imagining you're jumping from ice to ice type of thing. They're kids, so it's easy for them to imagine it.
That. It makes it more fun, I'm sure, and more interesting to do. Josh, is that something that – that's an interesting thing that you're talking about. Is there sort of a kind of code of ethics when you're competing?
Code of ethics?
Or just sort of like, is there a way that people compete that's different than maybe how you would see a lot of sports? It sounds like what you're saying, Sarah, is that you know, there's not necessarily a lot of like in your face, kind of, right?
It's a
not
lot that of sportsmanship. Like, okay. We're always like helping each other out, like trying to help each other improve and get better. And that's like back into my story where my friend and I were competing against each other. That was like our motivation to get better and better. And like, then once we joined teams, we're just like, it's just like point your toe or like really squat down, pick yourself up, throw your arms up. And it's like, all these little things like help you out and like just getting out entire.
That's cool. I mean, it's a way of I think a lot of people have been involved in team sports. There can be great experiences, but then sometimes just like not so great experiences if someone's a little over competitive or fights can break out, that kind of thing. You know, that kind of stuff can happen if you're playing basketball or something. There can be some pushing and shoving. I'm sure that things could get heated, but it does sound like there's this overall idea behind it is a support of each other.
Yeah. The games is more of I've yet to see someone actually get heated about it. If it is, it's apparent. But it's mostly the athletes are very calm, and if they are getting frustrated with themselves, and it's not with anyone else. Because I personally love watching everyone else compete, and I was like, wow, you're so amazing. Like, this is so cool. I'm so happy for you and everything. So it's really supportive.
That's cool. That's a really interesting part of it that I hadn't really thought of or considered before, because I've never attended one. I've only just seen highlights. So you see people do amazing physical things, and that's kind of what you see as far as highlights go. Well, Shannon, let folks know how they can either attend or how they can kind of make sure they see this in person.
Yeah, we have a great lineup for our opening ceremonies tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at Thunder Mountain High School. And we will have the blanket toss previewed there as well. And we have a blanket borrowed from World Eskimo Indian Olympics. So I'm super excited to get more athletes and more young ones on the blanket. And hopefully we can throw them up pretty high tomorrow if they are comfortable. And you'll be able to see a highlight of a few of the games tomorrow morning, and you'll be able to watch them all during the day.
Very cool. Well, Josh and Sarah, good luck. How many events are you competing in?
I'm also doing 8 out of 10.
You're doing 8 out of 10 as well. So you guys have busy days couple ahead of you. So good luck. Stay healthy, strong, no injuries. And Shannon, thanks so much for coming in and letting us know all about it. It's it's happening at Thunder Mountain High School, and it's the 2019 Traditional Games. Thanks so much, and have a great tournament.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
One more, guys.
Horns.